I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlock because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Bala Desmond. What does a girl have to do to get a dose of my crown in this town and surrounding countryside? All my friends have it now and I'm feeling a bit left out. It's so bad that Berna managed to test positive yesterday. A woman so shite at picking up things that she once came home without a man from the Mockra dance in Newmarket. We have a Facebook page called What's Happening in Bala Desmond. It's usually quieter than a skirt to Glen man when the Carl goes out looking for a volunteer. But it's been buzzing all week with gowls talking about their mild Omicron symptoms and sharing photos of their positive antigen tests. There's a want in some people. And nowhere. Didn't Lorraine from the road below tag me in a comment, the bitch, saying that I was a notable absentee from the chat and asking if I was all right? Well, Audrey, the problem is that I am all right. I'm doing antigen tests 4 times a day and all it's giving me is an inflamed nose like one of those country doctors who's a bit fond of his booze. Short of licking somebody, which I wouldn't advise up here in North Cork unless you're on your 3rd gin, do you know how I can get my hands on some Omicron? Rosaline Bala Desmond.
My nephew, Nerdy Nile, can get his hands on anything except a girlfriend or clean clothes. Hashtag there's a link, Nile. I said, where would you get Omicron? He said, you can order it online. I said, how is it delivered? He said, Novak Djokovic will call to your house and give you a kiss. How bad?
It's getting well jealous on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Rhodes stunners who wouldn't want to be a close contact with someone like you. Fifi underscore Mew Mew handbag called Kira underscore Tucson's Impreza total biatch in the group the other day after Kira tested positive and shopped her as a close contact to the jobs where it's working for test and trace. Lorna underscore incredible Jean said, me too, you total snitch. I hope now I test positive because we're going skiing in February. Clusters in Switzerland. Anything less is just for call centre middle managers from Passage West. Rosie underscore I recycle more than you said, where did you all meet up, girls? There was radio silence for that because people have stopped inviting Rosie to things since she started making her own soap. She smells like someone from Dunamore. The thing is, Audrey, I haven't seen the girls either in a couple of weeks. I happen to know they were at an undercover hen party for Kira's cousin, Lorna. She's getting married to this guy, Gordon, from Bandon. She had to settle for him because she's 33. It's possible I didn't get an invite there because I was Gordon's bonk buddy in college. He gave me the impression he was from Inishannon, which is just posh enough. Anyway, I'm feeling a bit insecure. Do you think I should organise a party in my huge back garden a la Boris Johnson and just see who turns up? Jenny Douglas Road.
Do, and please invite me. We could discuss the big question. Is there anyone in Cork who didn't sleep with Gordon? He told me he was from Clon.
Come here. Are the latest COVID rules available in English? Budgie rang me there last night and says, well, hey, Donny, they've relaxed the self-isolation rules. Dr. Tony is basically telling us go out and get Omicron and then go about our business. No about our care. I says, hang on a second there, Budgie. I thinks you might have the wrong end of the stick. Budgie wouldn't exactly be the kind of lad you'd sign up for mastermind, you know what I mean? So I did a bit of digging, see what the latest restrictions actually mean. No, was not easy, because it can be hard to understand what Stephen Danley's on about half the time with his Wicklow American twang. But as far as I can make out, as long as you have the booster, you can avoid the isolation period, as long as you don't be having any symptoms. Okay, like, but what constitutes a symptom? Me old dad's forever telling me I've the man flu every year, from January through to early May. So, like, is man flu a symptom of the old COVID? Don't you, Donny? Blackpool?
My uncle is one of the leading doctors in Munster. I rang him there and said, would you be willing to take a look at Donny face to face? He said, it's not safe. I said, why? He said, he's from Blackpool.
Guten Tag. I have my eye on this girl at work and asked her out for an afternoon drink this weekend. She said, no way, Jürgen boy. I said, do you find me unattractive? She said, no, it's just that I don't drink during January. I said, will we go for a drink next month? But she said, no, I'll find you unattractive then. Very hurtful. But why do Irish people stop drinking in January, just when you need it the most? Jürgen, Berlin und Berlin-Kolleg.
I rang the posh cousin there and said, when was the last time you had a drink? She said, I can't remember. I said, it was that long ago. She said, no, I was langers.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.